This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Democrat who lost Colorado's closest statehouse race by 3 votes announced that she won't challenge the election results. CPR's Ben to Berkland explains why.
Outgoing Representative Stephanie Vigil of Colorado Springs says the last few years at the statehouse have taken a toll, and a legal battle over her 3-vote loss isn't in the cards. She says she still has questions about how some ballots were adjudicated, but thinks the embrace of Trump's conspiracy theories makes it difficult to talk about election procedures, even when there are legitimate concerns. Vigil says at times she experienced threatening and abusive behavior at the statehouse. She now wants to take a step back and regroup. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Law enforcement officers in Colorado can't be convicted of any felony or they lose their peace officer license. But the list of disqualifying misdemeanors is limited, and state officials are looking to expand it. In their proposal, anyone convicted of animal cruelty or invasion of privacy for sexual gratification, among other crimes, would not be able to be a peace officer in Colorado. Hashim Cotes is a community advocate in Aurora.
The things that are related to sexual assault, child abuse, and theft, these are things that they arrest on a daily basis. And the fact that someone can still become a police officer while having those or doing those things is troubling.
State officials hope lawmakers pass a measure that would add to the list of disqualifying crimes in the session that starts early next year. Mild for the next few days across the Denver metro area. This is CPR News.